The Stress-Free Guide to Stress Management for Teens by Linda D. Harper. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: The Stress-Free Guide to Stress Management for Teens by Linda D. Harper is a comprehensive guide to help teens manage their stress levels and lead healthier, happier lives. The book begins with an introduction that explains the importance of managing stress in order to achieve success in life. It then goes on to discuss the different types of stress, how it affects our bodies and minds, and how we can recognize when we are feeling stressed out. The book provides practical advice on how to reduce stress through lifestyle changes such as getting enough sleep, eating healthy foods, exercising regularly, and taking time for yourself each day. It also offers tips on relaxation techniques like deep breathing exercises and mindfulness meditation that can be used whenever needed throughout the day. Additionally, it covers topics such as setting realistic goals for yourself, developing positive coping strategies, dealing with difficult emotions, building strong relationships with family members, friends, teachers, or mentors, finding support from others who understand what you're going through, understanding your rights at school or work, recognizing signs of burnout or depression, and seeking professional help if necessary. Finally, the book includes helpful resources such as websites where teens can find additional information about managing their stress levels effectively. Overall, this book provides valuable insight into understanding why teenagers experience so much stress today and gives them tools they need to cope better with it. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Understand stress. Stress is a normal part of life and can be beneficial in some situations. It is important to understand the causes and effects of stress in order to manage it effectively. Main idea number 2. Identify stressors. Identifying the sources of stress in your life is the first step in managing it. This includes recognizing both external and internal stressors. Main idea number 3. Develop coping strategies. Developing effective coping strategies is essential for managing stress. This includes learning how to relax, problem solve, and manage time. Main idea number 4. Exercise. Exercise is an important part of stress management. It can help to reduce stress levels and improve overall physical and mental health. Main idea number 5. Eat healthy. Eating a healthy diet is important for managing stress. Eating a balanced diet can help to reduce stress levels and improve overall health. Main idea number 6. Get enough sleep. Getting enough sleep is essential for managing stress. It is important to get enough restful sleep in order to maintain a healthy lifestyle. Main idea number 7. Practice mindfulness. Practicing mindfulness can help to reduce stress levels and improve overall mental health. It can help to increase awareness and focus on the present moment. Main idea number 8. Connect with others. Connecting with others is important for managing stress. It can help to reduce stress levels and improve overall mental health. Main idea number 9. Take breaks. Taking regular breaks is important for managing stress. It can help to reduce stress levels and improve overall mental health. Main idea number 10. Set goals. Setting goals can help to reduce stress levels and improve overall mental health. It can help to focus on what is important and prioritize tasks. Main idea number 11. Practice self-care. Practicing self-care is important for managing stress. It can help to reduce stress levels and improve overall mental health. Main idea number 12. Manage time. Managing time is essential for managing stress. It can help to reduce stress levels and improve overall mental health. Main idea number 13. Avoid unhealthy habits. Avoiding unhealthy habits is important for managing stress. It can help to reduce stress levels and improve overall mental health. Main idea number 14. Develop positive thinking. Developing positive thinking is important for managing stress. It can help to reduce stress levels and improve overall mental health. Main idea number 15. Learn to say no. Learning to say no is important for managing stress. It can help to reduce stress levels and improve overall mental health. Main idea number 16. Find support. Finding support is important for managing stress. It can help to reduce stress levels and improve overall mental health. Main idea number 17. Take time for fun. Taking time for fun is important for managing stress. It can help to reduce stress levels and improve overall mental health. Main idea number 18. Practice relaxation techniques. Practicing relaxation techniques is important for managing stress. It can help to reduce stress levels and improve overall mental health. Main idea number 19. Seek professional help. Seeking professional help is important for managing stress. It can help to reduce stress levels and improve overall mental health. Main idea number 20. Develop a stress management plan. Developing a stress management plan is important for managing stress. It can help to reduce stress levels and improve overall mental health. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Stress is a normal part of life and can be beneficial in some situations. It helps us to stay focused, motivated, and alert. However, when stress becomes too much or lasts for too long, it can have negative effects on our physical and mental health. That's why it's important to understand the causes and effects of stress so that we can manage it effectively. The first step in understanding stress is recognizing its sources. Stressors are anything that cause us to feel overwhelmed or anxious, such as work deadlines, family issues, financial problems, etc. Once you identify your own personal stressors, you can begin to develop strategies for managing them. It's also important to recognize the signs of excessive stress, which include difficulty sleeping, irritability, fatigue, headaches/migraines, muscle tension/aches/pain, and digestive issues. If any of these symptoms persist for more than 2 weeks, then it may be time to seek professional help. Finally, there are many techniques available for reducing stress levels, such as deep breathing exercises, mindfulness meditation, yoga, journaling, exercise, talking with friends or family members about your worries, getting enough sleep each night, eating healthy foods regularly throughout the day, taking breaks from stressful activities whenever possible. By understanding the causes and effects of stress, we can better equip ourselves with the tools needed to manage it effectively so that we don't become overwhelmed by its negative impacts on our lives. Main idea number 2. Identifying stressors is an important step in managing stress. Stress can come from both external and internal sources, so it's important to be aware of the different types of stress that you may experience. External stressors are those things that come from outside yourself, such as a difficult job or family situation. Internal stressors are those things that come from within yourself, such as worrying about your future or feeling overwhelmed by life's demands. When identifying your own personal sources of stress, it helps to take some time for self-reflection and ask yourself questions like, what situations make me feel anxious? What activities do I find overwhelming? What thoughts cause me distress? Once you have identified the sources of your own personal stresses, you can begin to develop strategies for managing them. Main idea number 3. Developing effective coping strategies is essential for managing stress. This includes learning how to relax, problem solve, and manage time. Relaxation techniques such as deep breathing, progressive muscle relaxation, guided imagery, and mindfulness can help reduce physical tension and emotional distress. Problem-solving skills can be used to identify the source of stressors and develop solutions that are realistic and achievable. Time management skills can help teens prioritize tasks so they don't become overwhelmed by their workload or obligations. It is also important for teens to find healthy ways to cope with stress, such as exercising regularly, eating a balanced diet, getting enough sleep each night, engaging in creative activities like art or music therapy, spending time outdoors in nature or with friends who provide support. Finally, it is important for teens to practice self-care by taking breaks from stressful situations when needed and setting boundaries around what they will accept from others in terms of demands on their time or energy. Main idea number 4. Exercise is an important part of stress management. It can help to reduce stress levels and improve overall physical and mental health. Regular exercise helps to release endorphins, which are hormones that make us feel good. Exercise also increases blood flow throughout the body, providing more oxygen and nutrients to our cells. This helps us stay energized and alert during times of high stress. In addition, regular exercise can help build resilience against future stressful situations by strengthening our body's ability to cope with them better. Exercise has been shown to reduce symptoms of depression, anxiety, insomnia, fatigue, irritability, and anger, all common reactions when we experience too much stress in our lives. Finally, exercising regularly can be a great way for teens to take control over their own well-being by taking responsibility for their own health habits. Taking time out from studying or other activities just for yourself can be a great way to relax your mind as well as your body. Main idea number 5. Eating a healthy diet is an important part of managing stress. Eating a balanced diet can help to reduce stress levels and improve overall health. A healthy diet should include plenty of fruits, vegetables, whole grains, lean proteins, and low-fat dairy products. It's also important to limit processed foods and sugary snacks that are high in calories but low in nutritional value. In addition to providing essential nutrients for the body, eating a healthy diet can also help regulate moods by providing energy throughout the day. Eating regular meals helps maintain blood sugar levels, which can prevent fatigue or irritability caused by hunger or low blood sugar levels. Eating nutrient-rich foods such as nuts, seeds, legumes, and fish provide omega-3 fatty acids, which have been linked with improved mental health. Making small changes to your current eating habits can make a big difference when it comes to reducing stress levels. Start by adding more fresh fruits and vegetables into your daily routine. Try replacing unhealthy snacks with healthier options like yogurt or fruit. Drink plenty of water throughout the day, and avoid skipping meals. Main idea number 6. Getting enough sleep is essential for managing stress. When we don't get enough restful sleep, our bodies and minds become fatigued, making it difficult to cope with the demands of everyday life. Not getting enough sleep can also lead to irritability, difficulty concentrating, and a weakened immune system. In order to maintain a healthy lifestyle and manage stress effectively, it is important to make sure you are getting adequate amounts of quality sleep each night. This means going to bed at the same time every night and waking up at the same time each morning. It also means avoiding caffeine late in the day as well as limiting screen time before bedtime. Creating an environment conducive to good sleeping habits can help ensure that you get enough restful sleep each night. Make sure your bedroom is dark and quiet, keep electronics out of your bedroom, avoid eating or drinking anything stimulating close to bedtime, practice relaxation techniques such as deep breathing or meditation before going to bed, and establish a regular nighttime routine. Main idea number 7. Practicing mindfulness is a great way to reduce stress and improve mental health. Mindfulness involves being aware of the present moment, without judgment or attachment. It can help us to become more aware of our thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations in order to better understand ourselves and our environment. By focusing on the present moment, we can learn how to respond rather than react when faced with stressful situations. Mindfulness practice can be done anywhere at any time. It doesn't require special equipment or a lot of time. All that is needed is your attention and willingness to observe what is happening around you without judgment or expectation. This could include taking a few moments each day for mindful breathing exercises, noticing the sights, sounds, smells around you as you go about your daily activities, or simply paying attention to how your body feels throughout the day. By practicing mindfulness regularly, we can begin to recognize patterns in our thinking which may lead us into unhelpful thought cycles such as rumination or catastrophizing. We also gain insight into how certain emotions affect us physically so that we are better able to manage them before they become overwhelming. Mindfulness has been proven effective in reducing stress levels and improving overall mental well-being by helping people develop greater self-awareness and emotional regulation skills. So why not give it a try? Main idea number 8. Connecting with others is an important part of managing stress. It can help to reduce stress levels and improve overall mental health. When we connect with other people, it helps us to feel supported and understood. We can share our feelings and experiences without fear of judgment or criticism, which can be a great relief when dealing with stressful situations. Having meaningful conversations with friends, family members, or even strangers can provide a sense of connection that is often lacking in our lives. This connection allows us to express ourselves more freely and openly than if we were alone. Additionally, talking about our problems can help us gain perspective on them as well as find solutions. Making time for social activities such as going out for dinner or attending events together also provides an opportunity to connect with others while having fun at the same time. Spending quality time together strengthens relationships and creates positive memories that will last long after the event has ended. Finally, connecting with others through technology such as video calls or messaging apps is another way to stay connected even when physical distance separates us from those we care about most. Technology makes it easier than ever before to keep in touch no matter where you are located. Main idea number 9. Taking regular breaks is an important part of managing stress. Breaks can help to reduce stress levels and improve overall mental health. It's important to take a break from whatever it is that you're doing, whether it be studying for a test or working on a project. Taking time away from the task at hand can give your mind and body some much-needed rest, allowing you to come back feeling refreshed and ready to tackle the task again. When taking breaks, try not to use them as an excuse for procrastination. Instead, use them as an opportunity to relax and recharge your batteries so that when you return to work or study, you are more productive than before. Take short walks outside in nature if possible. This will help clear your head and allow you some time away from screens, which can often add additional stress. If possible, plan ahead when taking breaks by scheduling specific times throughout the day where you will step away from what you're doing for 10 to 15 minutes at least once every hour or 2 hours, depending on how long your tasks usually take. This way, it becomes part of your routine rather than something extra that needs remembering. Main idea number 10. Setting goals can be an effective way to reduce stress and improve mental health. When we set goals, it helps us focus on what is important and prioritize tasks. It also gives us a sense of purpose and direction in life, which can help to motivate us when times get tough. Additionally, having clear objectives allows us to measure our progress over time so that we can adjust our strategies if needed. When setting goals, it's important to make sure they are realistic and achievable. Break down larger goals into smaller steps that you can work towards one at a time. This will help keep you motivated as you move closer towards your goal each day or week. Also remember to celebrate the small successes along the way. This will give you a boost of confidence and remind yourself that progress is being made. Finally, don't forget to take care of yourself while working towards your goals. Make sure you have enough restful sleep each night, eat healthy meals throughout the day, exercise regularly for physical health benefits as well as emotional ones like reducing stress levels. Main idea number 11. Practicing self-care is an essential part of managing stress. It involves taking time out for yourself to relax and recharge, as well as engaging in activities that promote physical and mental well-being. Self-care can include anything from getting enough sleep, eating healthy meals, exercising regularly, spending time with friends or family, reading a book or listening to music. Taking the time to do something you enjoy can help reduce stress levels and improve overall mental health. Self-care also includes recognizing when it's necessary to take a break from stressful situations or people who are causing distress. This could mean setting boundaries with others so that their demands don't become overwhelming or taking some alone time away from work or school responsibilities if needed. Additionally, it's important to be mindful of your thoughts and feelings throughout the day. This will help you identify any negative patterns that may be contributing to your stress. Finally, practicing self-care means being kinder towards yourself by avoiding harsh criticism and instead focusing on positive affirmations about your abilities and strengths. Remembering that everyone has different needs when it comes to managing stress is key. What works for one person might not work for another. Main idea number 12. Managing time is an important part of managing stress. When we have too much to do and not enough time, it can lead to feelings of overwhelm and anxiety. Taking the time to plan out our day, week, or month can help us stay organized and on top of our tasks. It also helps us prioritize what needs to be done first so that we don't get overwhelmed by all the things that need doing. Having a schedule for ourselves can also help reduce stress levels as it gives us structure and routine in our lives. Knowing when certain tasks need completing allows us to plan ahead and make sure everything gets done without feeling rushed or panicked at the last minute. Scheduling regular breaks throughout the day will also give us some downtime, which is essential for reducing stress levels. Finally, taking care of ourselves should always come first before anything else. Making sure we are getting enough sleep, eating healthy meals regularly, exercising regularly, and engaging in activities that bring joy into our lives are all important aspects of managing stress effectively. Main idea number 13. Unhealthy habits can have a negative impact on our mental health and well-being. They can lead to increased stress levels, which in turn can cause physical and emotional problems. It is important to avoid unhealthy habits such as smoking, drinking alcohol, overeating, or not getting enough sleep. These activities may provide temporary relief from stress, but they will ultimately make it worse in the long run. Instead of relying on unhealthy habits to cope with stress, there are healthier alternatives that can help manage it more effectively. Exercise is one way to reduce tension and improve moods. Even just going for a walk or doing some yoga at home can be beneficial. Taking time out for yourself each day by engaging in activities you enjoy, such as reading or listening to music, is also important for managing stress levels. It's also helpful to practice relaxation techniques like deep breathing exercises or mindfulness meditation when feeling overwhelmed by stressful situations. Talking about your feelings with friends and family members who understand what you're going through can also be beneficial. By avoiding unhealthy habits and instead focusing on healthy coping strategies, teens will be better equipped to handle the stresses of everyday life without compromising their mental health. Main idea number 14. Developing positive thinking is an important part of managing stress. It can help to reduce stress levels and improve overall mental health by changing the way we think about stressful situations. Positive thinking involves looking at a situation in a more optimistic light, focusing on solutions rather than problems, and believing that things will work out for the best. Positive thinking also helps us to stay motivated and take action when faced with difficult tasks or challenges. Instead of feeling overwhelmed or defeated, we can focus on what needs to be done and find ways to make it happen. This type of attitude allows us to remain hopeful even when times are tough. In order to develop positive thinking skills, it's important to practice self-reflection and become aware of our thoughts. We should challenge negative thoughts that come up by asking ourselves if they are really true or helpful in any way. We should also try replacing these negative thoughts with more realistic ones that are based on facts instead of assumptions. Finally, it's important to surround ourselves with people who have a positive outlook on life, as well as activities that bring joy into our lives, such as reading books, listening to music, exercising regularly, etc. All these things can help us cultivate a more positive mindset, which will ultimately lead us towards better mental health. Main idea number 15. Learning to say no is an important skill for managing stress. It can help us to set boundaries and prioritize our time, energy, and resources. Saying no allows us to focus on the things that are most important in our lives and helps us avoid taking on too much at once. When we learn how to say no, it can also reduce feelings of guilt or anxiety about not being able to do everything that is asked of us. Saying no doesn't have to be a negative experience, it can actually be empowering. By learning how to politely decline requests without feeling guilty or overwhelmed, we gain control over our own lives and become more confident in ourselves. We also create space for ourselves so that we can take care of our mental health needs first. It's important for teens especially to practice saying no when they feel overwhelmed or stressed out by their commitments. Learning this skill now will help them manage their stress levels throughout adulthood as well. Main idea number 16. Finding support is an important part of managing stress. Having a strong network of friends, family members, and other supportive people can help to reduce stress levels and improve overall mental health. It's important to reach out for help when needed, whether it's talking with someone about your worries or seeking professional assistance from a therapist or counselor. Talking through your feelings can be beneficial in helping you understand the source of your stress and how best to manage it. It may also be helpful to join a support group where you can connect with others who are dealing with similar issues. This type of environment allows individuals to share their experiences and provide each other with emotional support as they work through their challenges together. Additionally, there are many online resources available that offer advice on how to cope with stressful situations. Main idea number 17. Taking time for fun is an essential part of managing stress. It can help to reduce stress levels and improve overall mental health. Fun activities provide a much-needed break from the everyday stresses of life, allowing us to relax and recharge our batteries. Taking time out for fun also helps us to gain perspective on our problems, enabling us to approach them with a clearer head. Fun activities don't have to be expensive or complicated, they just need to be enjoyable. Going for a walk in nature, playing board games with friends or family, reading a book, listening to music, these are all simple yet effective ways of taking some time out for yourself. Even something as small as watching your favorite TV show can make you feel better after a long day. It's important not to forget about having fun when dealing with stressful situations. Taking regular breaks throughout the day will help you stay focused and productive while still giving yourself permission to enjoy life. Main idea number 18. Practicing relaxation techniques is an important part of managing stress. Relaxation techniques can help to reduce stress levels and improve overall mental health. There are many different types of relaxation techniques that can be used, such as deep breathing exercises, progressive muscle relaxation, guided imagery, yoga, or tai chi. Deep breathing exercises involve taking slow breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth while focusing on each breath. Progressive muscle relaxation involves tensing and relaxing muscles throughout the body one at a time to release tension from them. Guided imagery involves using visualization to imagine yourself in a peaceful place or situation where you feel relaxed and calm. Yoga or tai chi involve gentle stretching movements combined with mindful breathing, which helps to relax both mind and body. It is important to find what works best for you when it comes to practicing relaxation techniques so that you can make it part of your daily routine. Taking some time each day for yourself will help you manage your stress levels more effectively over time. Main idea number 19. Seeking professional help is an important step in managing stress. Professional help can provide a safe and supportive environment to discuss your feelings, thoughts, and experiences. It can also provide guidance on how to better manage stress levels and improve overall mental health. A therapist or counselor can offer strategies for coping with difficult situations, such as relaxation techniques, cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, mindfulness practices, or other forms of psychotherapy. Professional help may be especially beneficial if you are feeling overwhelmed by the amount of stress in your life or if it is impacting your daily functioning. A therapist can work with you to identify potential sources of stress and develop healthy ways to cope with them. They may also suggest lifestyle changes that could reduce the amount of stress you experience. If you feel like seeking professional help would benefit you, talk to someone who knows about available resources in your area, such as a school counselor or doctor, so they can refer you to a qualified provider. Main idea number 20. A stress management plan should include a variety of strategies to help manage and reduce stress. These can include relaxation techniques such as deep breathing, progressive muscle relaxation, guided imagery, and mindfulness meditation. It is also important to practice healthy lifestyle habits such as getting enough sleep, eating nutritious meals, exercising regularly, and engaging in activities that bring joy or provide a sense of accomplishment. In addition to these physical practices for managing stress levels, it is also important to develop emotional coping skills. This includes learning how to identify triggers for stress and developing effective ways of responding when feeling overwhelmed. Examples may include talking with someone about the situation or taking time out for self-care activities like reading a book or listening to music. Finally, it is essential that individuals create an action plan for dealing with stressful situations before they arise. This could involve setting realistic goals and expectations, breaking down tasks into manageable chunks, scheduling regular breaks throughout the day, delegating responsibilities where possible, seeking support from family members or friends if needed, and using positive self-talk. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.